This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Only two, which is usual because I'm usually a list of 20 kind of guy. But two bells I want to ring. The first is to give you an opportunity to talk to Senator Kevin Cramer and do the talk radio town hall in this hour. Tomorrow's a holiday. Senator Cramer offered to do his normal routine, but I thought a lot of you are probably going to be, you know, doing something different. I don't know. Nursing a hangover, going to church, watching football. Is there still football on New Year's Day? Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
More college than pro, right?
College, yeah. We got some bowl games going
on. So, anyway, I don't invest my time in football anymore. I just don't have the bandwidth for it, so I don't even know who's playing tomorrow, and it doesn't matter. But I want to give you a chance to watch football if that's what you do, and not have to, you know, hey, I want to talk to Kevin on Friday. He was gracious enough to do it. But I said, can we do it Thursday? He said, I got some votes, but we'll make it happen. So he made it happen. And so number one on my list, Leah, just so everybody not listening to the radio right now, but only watching Twitter, I want them to know they can talk to Senator Kevin Cramer by calling, emailing, texting, whatever, this hour, okay? About anything. Foreign aid instead of COVID relief, what he plans to do on January 6th, whatever, okay? So that's your opportunity to do that this hour. Call us at 800-228-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054 or email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Studio. Okay.
Studio at U.S. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You asked about football tomorrow. Four bowl games. You got the Peach Bowl, the Citrus Bowl, the Rose Bowl, and the Sugar Bowl all on the same day.
Do I care about any of them?
I probably not.
But I'm asking, is there a big game? Is there like a wow? Or
the
is
Notre
just...
Dame, the Rose Bowl, the Notre Dame-Alabama game will be the big one. Yep.
Despite my Catholic roots, I'm voting for Alabama.
Oh, come on.
Oh, when you invite Barack Obama to speak at Notre Dame.
I know, but come on.
You're not Catholic anymore because the guy loves abortion. You know, it's just.
Go Irish.
No, I'm going Alabama. Salt of the earth, people. Okay. Next hour, the second thing on the list I'd like to accomplish today, besides giving you an opportunity to talk to Senator Cramer, is to answer the question, do you want to go to Washington, D.C. next week? Do you understand the logistics and the challenges that come with that? And if you don't or can't go, should I go? Should Kevin go? As in Kevin Flynn, not Kevin Cramer. Okay? So that's next hour. First hour, here he is, Senator Kevin Cramer. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm well, thank you. I am stranded here in Washington, D.C., on a holiday week, thanks to, Bernie Sanders and, of course, the president's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. But so anyway, here I am, and that's fine. Chris is on her way, so she'll be with me to bring in the new year here in Washington, D.C.
That's so awesome. I don't know that people understand the sacrifice and families. And I was talking to Kevin the other day, and he said, I didn't even get time to buy headphone pads for Abel's Beats, his young son, because I had to get on a plane and go here, and I couldn't go, through Minneapolis. I had to go through Denver, and it's just, and your family's away, so there's a challenge, but I know nobody feels sorry for you, but, they should, because there are a lot of personal sacrifices to being a member of the United States House and Senate. There just are,
There are, and they're much greater in the Senate, actually. The personal cost is much greater, both from a time standpoint and a financial standpoint, actually. A lot of people might be surprised to know that the Senate is paid exactly the same as the House. House members and senators are paid exactly the same, but there's a lot more cost to being in the Senate, and that's fine. It's a cost that I absorb and do it willingly and as part of what is a small sacrifice by comparison to the men and women who stand in the breach for freedom every single day ever since our founding. And it's a remarkable privilege to be part of it.
From the first moment you decided to run at the I would say request, but really was more of a demand and a plea from the President of the United States,
mm-hmm.
Until now, how much has been invigorating, fun, I love this, I'm here for the people of North Dakota, versus this job stinks? What percentage would you give to each of those sides of the equation?
So, Scott, I'm always grateful to have a job, but in terms of, I've never considered it fun. I will say that. That's not to say there aren't moments that are, you know, that are gratifying, that clearly they are. But people often ask me, are you having fun? I really don't. I don't find Washington fun. In fact, it's disgusting in many senses. I do like the fellowship. I mean, there are great people out here that work in our House and our Senate and in some of the bureaucracy, although it's fewer there, near as I can tell. And it's a really important work. And people often say, do you like your work? I say, I'm glad I have it. I'm glad I'm here. It's important I'm here. And every now and then I have to remind myself even that if I wasn't here, somebody else would be. And there are lots of other people that would do well at it, but the person I beat didn't. And so it's important. You know, these are important things. There are some things that are invigorating. I mean, bringing the four highest level space leaders from in this administration within a year to Grand Forks, North Dakota, to see the space assets at the University of North Dakota, at Cavalier, and at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, and to continue to work toward reinvigorating, really, the Grand Forks Air Force Base. That's invigorating. It is. It's rewarding to help farmers get more control over their own land. Working with this administration in the Congress. And that's very rewarding. But with regard to the Senate's job, Scott, one of the things that's really been frustrating is the dysfunction of this institution. But remember, I came in, literally, I was sworn in less than 2 years ago, while the government was shut down.
Huh.
While, during the Schumer shutdown, I was sworn in. Not long after that, we went into an impeachment trial, a complete sham impeachment trial. Strictly partisan on the part of the House of Representatives, and of course, all of that clouded by this phony Mueller report, this $40 million Russian collusion hoax that had no evidence going in and no evidence at the end, and yet here we are having accomplished a lot of things, I think good for North Dakota and good for the country, but we could have done so much more. And then, of course, you throw in the coronavirus, and clearly almost half of that 2 years has been spent dealing with that, or at least in the context of COVID-19.
You've got to stop, because reliving the last 2 years is giving me hives. It feels like 20. It feels like 20 years.
I know, right?
No, I know.
I mean, you blew me away with that.
Well, and by the way, Kevin, I'd like to thank you first of all for sacrificing your time and your holiday, and for remaining in Washington, D.C. to figure out how we can spend more money that we don't have. Very impressive.
Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, a little camaraderie in the Senate there. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, right.
Let's go to the calls. Dennis on the road. Dennis, go ahead for Senator Kevin Cramer. You're first.
Morning, Senator. I'm a little concerned about this veto override you're going to be voting on. Last I heard, mm-hmm. was probably this weekend.
Yes.
And I would really like to encourage you to let the veto stand. Both you and we're letting the big thing that I'm hung up on is the provisions in there that are going to let the big corporation communication systems off scot-free.
Are you talking about, I'm kind of curious, Dennis, just to clarify before Senator Cramer answers, when you say big communication, are you talking about the Section 230 fight and the whole Facebook and big tech thing, or are you talking about something else?
Yep. Okay. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, got it. So
there is no way in the world, with the control that they have over the communications in our country, that we shouldn't have some kind of recourse against them.
Okay, so I agree with you on that point. My question is, how much good is in that bill? How much work was done on that bill? What will it mean for North Dakota versus throwing it away and all the work that led up to it for Section 230?
Yes. So So, but Dennis, so to Dennis's point, and I think he articulates what I think a lot of people feel, and it needs some clarification. First of all, there is nothing in the bill that relates to Section 230. Section 230 is not in the jurisdiction of the Armed Services Committee or the Department of Defense. Section 230 is in the Commerce Department and in would be in their budget and their appropriations if you were going to, quote, fix it. So there's nothing in there that accommodates big tech. What the president said in his veto was that because it didn't do this other thing related to two other agencies and two other committees in fixing Section 230, I'm going to veto it. One of the things you guys, you've probably have heard me say it many times, and I'm not going to say that it'll never happen, but I've worked very hard to not oppose things for what's not in them, as long as the things that are in them are good. Now, I'd be willing to vote against the bill because of what's in it, but not because of what's not in it. And the president's request, he's right on, and Dennis is right on. So Section 230 is what provides a liability shield for big tech companies from their, you know, their own actions. And we should remove that. And that's why I'm all for Mitch McConnell putting a bill on the floor, you know, as early as today. But Bernie Sanders opposed that, too. That would include $2,000 checks and Section 230.
All right, when we come back, Dennis, I want to make sure you got your answer, and then we'll go to Kevin Botno.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The mood is right. It's about time to start planning for lunch, don't you think? Where am I going? What's for lunch? How about home cooking? And grab-and-go convenience. Of course, I'm talking about our friends at PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA. That's right. Valley City. Beef tips and gravy. Scalloped potatoes and ham today. Sausage, potato, and hardwood. Chicken pot pie, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. The meatball subs are on today. 12th Avenue North. That's what I'm talking about. And the chicken pot pie in Euland today. The chicken pot pie. Uh-huh. How about that? No, I'm sorry.
Love their chicken.
I read you the wrong thing in Euland.
Oh.
Chicken pot pie is tomorrow.
Okay.
In Euland today, it's Mongolian beef and orange chicken. All right? So, still chicken for you, Kev. Just a little different.
Yeah. Chinese vibe doer there.
Telephone number 701-258-0550. Got that? Text me at 701-367-2054. Talking a little bit about the COVID relief bill and anything else on your mind today. Lay it on us. Sylvester in South Dakota, you're next to go.
Yeah, Todd. Huh?
You are on, Sylvester. Go ahead.
You know, Chris is kind of took my thought, or has my thought. But what did he say? Defendtherepublic.org? Is that where they would go to find information?
Yeah, defendingtherepublic.org. It's Sidney Powell's website that they've had up with all the data and all the, you know, filings in the courts. And so there's a lot of information there. Yep.
Okay. I was thinking before you said that, you know, couldn't iHeartRadio do a podcast thing with all the information you've had for the last, what are we going to go on, 6-8 weeks now? And put a thing together and so we could tell our senators and representatives that they could go to that place and get that information and hear what we're hearing. Because we hear from them and they don't have enough information. They just can't decide yet. And listening for the last, to your program for the last 8 weeks, you know, there's plenty of information there. If they could just go to that and get informed, I guess. We got to take away their excuses.
You know, Sylvester brings up a really good point here because, you know, in this day and age, in our case, we do a show, and we've tried very hard to at least every day have somebody that has some information that isn't necessarily in the mainstream out there that can help you. I mean, we had the fellas on that started that data counting effort where they actually were contacting people who, you know, supposedly voted for Biden, and then they said, no, I didn't, and so they, you know, that was amazing, right? And yep. A number of other people as well. Michael Lindell's been right in the middle of this whole thing. But how do you disseminate that information? And I think the key thing is, you know, you pick up something as Sylvester in South Dakota that you think is, I mean, they need to know this. Take your pick, right? Whatever it is, the voting machines or the ballots or whatever it is that concern you, and you call Senator Thune's office and say, right, he needs to find out more about blank. You write him a letter. You send him an email and say, you know, I heard on this program, on this day, this individual, this is information you need. I think that's where I come back to. We did a show last week where we said, how do we fight? What does fight look like? In other words, it's frustrating to not have more people paying attention to the evidence we see before our eyes. And that's why I think this Mo Brooks idea is a fantastic idea. Mo Brooks, member of Congress, has not stopped fighting, and he now wants hearings. Well, shazam. What could possibly be wrong with that? Let's have actual congressional hearings and say, did this happen or didn't it happen? If it did, what was the number of votes that were impacted? And just keep a tally and find out where you're at. Then discuss a remedy. But I don't think they do that unless the great unwashed, that'd be us, Sylvester, the great unwashed, do our part. Because it's not enough to sit back and just be mad and, you know, scream at the radio and pound up and down. I think we have to find this stuff and pass it on to members of Congress and to anyone that'll listen, that more people pay attention. But your heart's in the right place, Sylvester. It sure is. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. And let's do this as a gift to our infant king.
There you go. A great Christmas exercise to stand up for the greatest country on the face of the earth. And one thing, somebody might be listening saying, well, I can't possibly do what you're suggesting, Scott. Well, you can pray, because that's probably that's the best approach to this battle, for sure. John in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I'll tell you, I tried to download on Kevin the other day, and I probably didn't convey as much as I should have. But, you know, Scott, I'll tell you, I'm looking at a lot of things going on right now. I view my congressional delegation as being really weak on the Second Amendment and as far as supporting democracy, because they come from North Dakota. Half of us own guns. The other half are married to the ones who own them. Let's start with the facts. The other thing that's really annoying me is since this COVID stuff started, you know, when they talk about this bill passing over the weekend and how wonderful they are, you know, my wife is making about half of that $300 a week working child care. So where's the incentive for her to keep working is part of it. I realize people need help. But when they talk about, you know, rent assistance, but then, you know, like you said, oh, but we're not going to kick you out either. Where's the incentive to pay your rent? I just think that this has all just gotten so out of control, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
So what do you do about it, John?
Well, I kind of lean with Mitch McConnell on some of this. There needed to be, and I know he kind of worked at it, there needs to be more checks and balances in how this money is doled out. Because, you know, frankly, they've had the better part of a year to work on this now. It's not like this COVID thing happened yesterday afternoon at this point.
That's a good point. You know? The first one was needed immediately so that you didn't have a complete, you know, rush to the bottom.
Meltdown of the country, you know.
Right, exactly.
I understand that. And this is where I get annoyed with my congressional delegation, like I said, Scott, on the Second Amendment issue alone. They both come from, all three of them come from North Dakota. There's tons of gun owners here. We're the ones who keep them in office, and they better figure that out in a hurry, because we can remove them from office just like we did Senator Heitkamp. You sell us up the river, we'll send you up the river the other way.
John, thanks a bunch. Bernie and Garrison, what's on your mind?
I believe this package is crazy because, you know, there's so many jobs opening in Bismarck, and I've tried to get somebody in my small business, and every one of them say that they can't mess up their unemployment and work for me. And I knew 10 people personally that were on unemployment that just applied for it because they thought, you know, we can get it, no questions asked, and they got it. And that's wrong. And then I know other people who won't go on unemployment because they think it's wrong. I mean, I just think that giving people unemployment when there's so many jobs available is ridiculous. And nobody wants to work when you get extra money.
You speak for many, Bernie. And Garrison, thank you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kwong to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kwong explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kwong today and ask for the report. Collins & Kwong, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kwong is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 120 million Americans are under winter storm warnings, watches, or advisories as a big coast-to-coast winter storm brings snow, ice, and freezing temperatures to much of the United States. The storm has caused hundreds of flights to be canceled, and thousands have lost power from the Pacific Northwest to the Mid-Atlantic. President Biden approved an emergency declaration Sunday for all of Texas's 254 counties. President Trump praised his supporters for standing by his side. The president thanked his defense team and GOP lawyers for helping him preserve the rule of law and America's constitutional rights. Trump was acquitted over the weekend in his impeachment trial. New York City police have arrested a suspect in connection with four stabbing attacks on the city's A-train subway system that left two people dead since Friday. Rigoberto Lopez has been charged. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says 500 additional officers were being deployed to the city's transit system to make sure people feel safe. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got two sets down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing.
What is this?
American bands of all time. In my humble opinion.
How does it connect, though? Looking out our back door?
Not really. Just came up on the shuffle.
So,
CCR.
We have a brand new month of specials at PetroServe USA. We have home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. But I'm tempted to tell you, first of all, any fresh baked muffin is 99 cents. Every day, all day, every month, they have the 4 for $4 special as well. And I tell you, beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. That's the idea of the home cooking you get in Valley City. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood, Salisbury Steak in West Main Avenue, Fargo today, and goulash on 12th Avenue North. I don't have Yulin.
Can you go wrong with
but
goulash?
But I know it's good
really?
Yulin.
I mean,
no, you can't. What is
ever.
Goulash? What is goulash? You
noodles and burger and tomato sauce. And
you had me in noodles and burger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I call that hamburger hot dish. How's that different?
It's kind of the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, every location also has the 4 for $4 special, pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink, 4 items for $4. If money's a little tight, I'd eat at PetroServe USA every day. Grab-and-go convenience, home cooking, great prices, phenomenal. Stop at Valley City, exit 292 there. Go north once you come off the exit, and go over to the grill and say, would you make me a burger exactly how I like it? Toasted bun, a little butter on that, Valley-made meats burger. You like it medium, you like it medium well, you like it rare, whatever. They'll make it to your specs. Throw a little onion on that, throw a little Swiss cheese. Could I have a little Bruce crumbles on it? Whatever.
Bacon.
Bacon, really crispy Cloverdale bacon. Nothing better on this planet. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. All right, we have...
You have friends.
I have friends?
Yeah.
I was going to introduce the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota.
Well, hang on, because you got friends that are waiting here.
Hey, a little hint for you. Why don't you go home tonight and listen to yourself on the show today and think about that long and hard. You sound like a four-year-old. We get back to some real business here. Thank you.
Okay, well, we will get to some real business. That's why the Lieutenant Governor is here. But I do occasionally listen to myself because K-Fire 550, 7 to 9, unless there's a game, there's a replay of the show. Right, Todd?
Indeed.
And so I've listened on K-Fire even when I'm in the Valley. We do as well, but we have games as well on AM 1100 The Flag. I'm not sure if we replay it on WDAY or not. I know Dickinson has it time shifted a little bit, KLTC 1460. So I do on occasion do that, and I do because I count the amount of times I say, ah, and what's the other word? isn't really a word, but my ahs and ums, and then I cringe. I just cringe. Those tend to be what we call crutches in the business when you're filling the time where you really don't need to. So when I'm really getting good at it, I don't say I don't say ah, I just pause. And Todd and Kevin have heart attacks because they think I've had a heart attack. But anyway, no, I'm here, and I tried to say that less, but I'll listen back. He called at 26 after the hour, so I'll go back to 20 and see where I sound like a four-year-old. And if you think I do, feel free to call. Those,
you know, another regular friend of yours called.
What are you talking about? Him and Sandy's Donuts right here in Fargo, North Dakota. They weren't taking cash. You only could buy donuts for a while with a credit card. So, in what state is that? That's North Dakota. Stoop. No, they do take, they finally start taking cash. Wake up.
Stoop?
Yeah, how dare you not know what Sandy's Donuts payment policy is?
Well, first of all, you had me at Sandy's Donuts, so I ever since he, you know, finished saying that, I didn't hear anything other than dream about, you know,
right,
a maple long john with nuts on it, but I don't believe I said nobody in North Dakota did that. I just said typical Duluth, Minnesota, that they're still doing it. And I think you made my point, sir, and that is that Leah told us a story about going to a movie theater and they couldn't buy anything with cash unless they pre-ordered it, even the popcorn, which is insane and very Minnesota woke-ish. Okay? You even said yourself, Sandy's is back not doing it. So, thank you for making my point. All right. Your calls in a moment. Beverly in Minnesota wants to talk about the protests on January 6th. John in Minot wants to talk about solar and wind, and we can maybe include that with Governor Burgum. So, John, we'll go to you first, and we welcome to the program the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. Hello, Brent. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well.
I'd like to start with what's on your mind. I have said to the audience that the last 10 days have been chilling in what has happened from the Biden administration, specifically as it pertains to North Dakota and the damage it could do. Is that too strong? Just tell us what's on your mind in that regard.
Well, some of the things are, they seem very focused on red states. They seem very focused on states that rely on energy and agriculture, which most of the states through the Great Plains do rely on. And, you know, it was something that we could see coming as you listen to the rhetoric during the campaign, but the speed with which these executive orders have come out is breathtaking, and as well as the content within the executive orders. And the industries in North Dakota basically are back on their heels to figure out which way to pivot. And it's very concerning going forward. The most concerning thing is if there gets to be conversation about carbon tax. Carbon tax implemented day one would all of a sudden make most industry unprofitable, and it would really drive industries into shutting down prematurely. And you mentioned earlier brownouts, blackouts. What would happen in the utility industry is catastrophic, and that fact is not discussed when you're talking to the policymakers that are putting these types of initiatives together, and that's concerning. So as the DAPL pipeline resolution is very important for the state. Our oil drilling should be happening. There should be activity happening again with oil prices in the 50s. And obviously our state budget is very reliant on that. And the executive orders on no more leasing on federal acres except for tribal, that's a huge concern for how those federal minerals touch existing spacing units and future spacing units. It's more than people think. Our federal lands are not just in the national parks and not just in MHA Nation. They're actually sprinkled throughout the Badlands in western North Dakota and through the Bakken with the farms that were taken back in the 30s during the Depression by the federal government. And so there's national grasslands that are under the Forest Service, under the USDA, that are federal minerals, one of the quick estimates was a third of the spacing units in the state have federal minerals attached. So halting drilling on federal minerals, that remains to be seen what kind of effect is on those wells. There is an exemption for MHA now to keep drilling out their area, which that's 20% plus of our activity in the state. The state obviously partners with the tribe on on oil tax sharing, and so that's a good thing for the state as well to have those acres production to continue. But you know, with all these concerns, Scott, the thing that we have to do is look forward, and people need to hear some hope in all this as well. We have so much fatigue from a year of election conversation and COVID conversation. So there's actually some moves that are moving forward in the legislature to help us through this. And one of the exciting ones is the Clean Sustainable Energy Council, and that is recognizing that we don't speak in the right vernacular for the national media, for the national press, for the Congress, for the agencies in D.C. We basically just go to work and do our job. But ESG, environmental social governance, has taken over Wall Street. That's pushing capital away from fossil fuels industries and traditional industries to new industries. But it's not only at Wall Street, but it's also in the different type of lexicon that we have in Congress, right? And in D.C. and on the coast. And so we need to celebrate the fact that in North Dakota, we have cleanest air, cleanest water. We have the best coal reclamation anywhere. You can go up north of Beulah and not know which fields are reclaimed coal mine versus what has never been disturbed. The reclamation is so sound. And as we push forward into carbon-free coal-generated electricity with Project Tundra, with all the CCUS projects going on, we've got a drilling project at Coal Creek to actually put in not only Bluefin ethanol plant for a well to push their CO2 emissions from the ethanol plant, but also at the coal plant site to sequester the CO2 underground. So if we have zero carbon coal-generated electricity, that actually meets Minnesota's definitions for carbon-free that they're looking at for 2030. There's hope. We just have to continue forward with the research that we have done so diligently, and the industries are ready to change, and they're changing and moving forward, but there needs to be time. And the Clean Sustainable Energy Council would actually, muster all the work that we do from Oil and Gas Research Council, Ignite Council, the Renewable Energy Council, and put it all together in one. And that's within the Industrial Commission, where all these very able professionals work now. It's just more of a coordinated effort and lead us into the rest of this century. And so we're speaking the right language and patting ourselves on the back and promoting the fact that we are responsible. We are clean. We do have sustainable energy here. Our penetration of wind is one of the higher states. Us in Texas have some of the most wind-generated power as well. A lot of that's most likely because we not only have a windy state, but we have a base load to be able to offset the renewable components that are intermittent and not reliable. And so, but our capacity from our base load is critical to retain that so we can keep growing our renewable sources as well. So there's a lot of hope. We just need a roadmap laid out where we can actually communicate with this administration and they don't have to feel threatened by the way we do business here. Agriculture is in the same situation.
Yeah.
The waters of the U.S., what are we going to hear of that again? Agriculture can't sit rest on their laurels that they're going to be free from having attacks from this administration either. We've got to band together as North Dakotans. And there's a lot of activity to do that, so we've got to just keep pushing forward now.
Let's squeeze in a call from John in Minot for the Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. John, go ahead.
Wind and solar are both subsidized, aren't they?
The question is, wind and solar are both subsidized, aren't they?
Absolutely. So we've got to be able to counter that with earnings and investment from the Legacy Fund, and there's three bills in for investing Legacy Fund dollars in the state, which we have not done in the 10 years of its existence. So a large push this time is let's utilize that to move us forward, level the playing field.
Thank you, John, for the call. And I think what he's getting at is the level playing field is sort of disrupts the market. If you don't have a level playing field, rather, and I think what you're saying is there's some, rather than bellyache about wind subsidies being re-upped, which I bellyache about. I don't like it. A deal's a deal, but it's changed a couple of times since. Make it level. More with Brent coming up. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021.
Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old, with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind, brought to you by Action Movers. I don't know about you, when you move across town, across the state, or across the country, you want action. You want it happening. You want it to go. And our friends at Action Movers have got all that down. For one, United Van Lines, world-class name. They have all the proper protocols with the drivers and the movers and all the background checks. Very few people do what they do in the way of background checks, and they do the background checks better than others that even do background checks. So that's important. Drug tested, I mean, all of that. All of their labor is. You know, very, very unusual that you can call a location in Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, that also has locations in Phoenix and Denver and Las Vegas. I mean, they're big. They're family-owned, started in Bismarck, veteran-owned, but they really have become bigger, which makes them able to take whatever you need done in the way of a move and doing it right. So every solution possible for moving and storage, literally do it yourself, to full-service moves across the block, across the country. Go with them. And trust me on this one thing. You won't get a more competitive rate. If you do, tell me. I'll make up the difference. That's right. No job is too big or too small. Call them 701-566-5532, 566-5532, or visit them online at actionmovers.com. Remember this. You can get your move for free when you have them help you find a realtor to sell or buy a home, too. So it is great. 10 before the top of the hour, a few more minutes left with our Lieutenant Governor, Brent Sanford, talking about the number of fronts. A texter just said, Scott, all wind and solar is subsidized by the end user ratepayer. Look close at each month's utility bill. You'll see a line item of renewable energy. Example, my MDU bill each month is $3.50. Take that times the millions of MDU customers. Don't for the REC ratepayers as well. So you hear that argument a lot. It is true as it pertains to solar, for sure. It has been less so with wind because they at least agreed to a phase-out, but the swamp keeps putting it back in, so it remains true for wind as well. On the other hand, I know farmers and ranchers through tough times that have made ends meet because they've chosen to use their land, and to me it's a land rights issue. It's an owner landowner rights issue. It really is. Now, on the other hand, it can't harm the grid. It can't harm baseload energy. So I think what I heard you say before the break is realizing it's not a level playing field now. You've devised one that would be a level playing field, and that will come from the legislature. Is that right?
Yeah, as part of the proposal. And quickly, to backtrack, the production tax credits for solar and wind is what really makes it subsidized. And for some reason, the feds decided to subsidize more than they needed to. They didn't level the playing field. They actually subsidized enough where basically your installations are paid for with the tax credit. Well, you don't need 100% subsidy. Wouldn't you just need enough to level the playing field somewhere? No. If that's our goal?
Yeah, if that's your goal. But I think Nancy Pelosi thinks differently in California, and Chuck Grassley, a Republican, thinks differently in Iowa because it's a head scratcher. And I know people in the wind world who don't want it. They like the idea that they're tracking off it because honestly they don't need it anymore, and it's become a ball and chain of sorts. So yeah, it's bizarre, but that's why I'm glad North Dakota's being proactive on this. Do you think you can make that happen?
Right. Well, the legacy fund, there's three different bills. There's a streams bill. I mean, this is complicated, but quickly I think I explained it. There's the earnings come off the legacy fund, and there's a what's called a legacy streams. They don't want to call it buckets because they have too many things that have buckets of funding. So streams, so different percentages of the legacy earnings. And one of them would be to help with this Clean Sustainable Energy Council that would be for value-added plant construction and also for research and continuing that research and focusing on carbon capture that we've already put a lot towards it. We need to put a lot more. We need to double down and more. And then another one is legacy fund, the principal balance. I chair the state investment board, and so part of the work we do is invest the principal of the legacy fund, the fund balance, based on what the legacy advisory committee instructs us to do. And so part of that would be for them to legislate a portion to go into North Dakota. And so some of these large projects that are on the docket in energy production could become potentially part of that. So that's a hope for the industry that might bear some fruit as well, that there could be some investment to get some of those moving along from our sovereign wealth fund itself. And then lastly, there's infrastructure bonding from legacy earnings, which would be one of those streams, would be to pay off an infrastructure bond that would be put in place. And that bill is in place now. It's focused more on getting the water projects, the big water projects, paid down so that the rest of the resource trust fund could be used for the rural water and municipal water needs of everyone else. But also the governor put in a proposal that we should also have infrastructure revolving loan fund to be able to pay for some of these large community infrastructure type projects, which, you know, some of these energy projects, there's pieces of them that could be utilized with that kind of funding as well. So there's a lot of different things in the fire.
I only have a minute left, so I want to go into a bit of a lightning round. Has the Biden administration's executive orders threatened a fix for the Great River Energy decision to sell the Coal Creek station or shut it down? Is that in jeopardy?
Not necessarily from those. We have some legislation that's being looked at in the state that's concerning for the utility working group. So we'll stay on that issue, but not yet. Not on the Biden executive orders that I'm seeing.
We have the climate action is why I wondered, because their utopia is utopia. I think would cause the bottom line of that to be a problem. Is just a quick answer to this, Brent. Is the legal defense against those, much like we've done in the past with waters of the U.S., the only real true firewall on this? You've given us a lot of hope today, and I appreciate that. But we're going to fight some legal battles from the Attorney General Wayne Stengem on down. Are we not?
AG's office, North Dakota Industrial Commission, Land Board, we'll be busy. We'll be busy at the feds for the next 4 years.
Great That's stuff. Right. Thanks for the update. Brent Safford, our Lieutenant Governor, and a good one. Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2021 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties. Excellent cropland, 900 acres in McLean County, 939 acres in Burke and Ward counties, 312 acres in Walsh County, and CRP in cropland in Steele and Benson County, and 804 acres of exceptional cropland in Beltrami County, Minnesota. View all of these Pfeiffer's land auctions and an exciting lineup of equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.